Friday was day one of the political protest with educational workers. And this morning on the show, we had Liz James. She is the president of QP 1479 with the Algonquin Lakeshore Catholic School Board. And Liz did her own homework over the weekend. She was kind enough to set Joanne White, who is the president of the QP 1022 at the Hastings Prince Edward School Board, to join the conversation as well. Liz, you get a straight A for your homework over the weekend by including Joanne in the conversation. Thank you.
I'll take that. Good morning.
Thank you
for having us.
Thank you, Liz.
Good morning.
Good morning, Joanne. I appreciate you joining the conversation as well. Well, I was there on Friday morning for the political protests. It was day one with the educational workers. Well over 1,000 in front of MPP Todd Smith's office. We'll start with you, Liz. How did it make you feel?
You know, I was very nervous in the morning. We'd never been in this position before in my entire career, and I wasn't exactly sure what to expect on day one. I was so overwhelmed with the support from the community, the members. We had parents and children out supporting on the line, saying that they were going to be donating back the $200 that they had just collected from the government to our cause. We had tons of other unions here representing, supporting us. It was totally overwhelming for me.
And Joanne, you've been a secretary with the Hastings Prince Edward Public School Board for 25 plus years. Your first time as well involved in labor dispute or negotiations at this level. How did it make you feel?
It was wonderful to see the other members from all the other locals around embracing the need to stand up and to fight back for what is trying to be imposed upon us. I was on a strike years ago in the private sector, so I knew a little bit what to expect, but it's still pretty difficult when you're the president to be leading the troops.
Okay, so no new talks over the weekend. Give us an update on where we're at right now with negotiations with the QP members, 55,000 strong, and the provincial government. Is there anything new since last Friday?
No, the government did not come to the table. No, they're not willing to return.
Okay, so where does this leave you, Joanne, you and the other unionized members?
It leaves us on the line, standing our ground. I like to say one day longer, one day stronger.
Yeah. And what about yourself, Liz?
The same. We are expecting a press conference this morning at 10 a.m. Where there's going to be some announcements made. So we'll be listening to that and seeing what's happening going forward. For now, we're here at Todd Smith.
Okay. So the longer this goes on, if it was to go, you know, into this week, do you sense that things could get extremely frustrating for students and families in the province?
You know, this government is continuously talking about workers and parents as if they're two separate groups. Workers are parents and parents are workers. And everyone in Ontario and across Canada is concerned about this government's complete disregard for our fundamental charter rights. Our message to parents is to join us. We're fighting for you. We're fighting for our kids. You know, call your MPPs and raise your voice. And the key part here, too, is that these students are future workers, and we're fighting for their rights as well.
Joanne, you know, it's when you read information about this labor dispute, it's kind of, I would say, maybe shocking's not the right word, but to see so little financial support from all provincial governments over the last 10-plus years for, you know, education workers other than teachers, like, it's kind of appalling that this has been going on for so long.
It certainly is. Over 10 years, we only received 8% increase.
Yeah.
So that is why we're asking for this $3.25 increase, because we need to get our wages back up so that they are competitive in the market and we can attract other employees. Every board has a recruitment and retention issue, and we need valuable employees to come and to want to work.
All right. Liz, anything else you want to get in this morning?
No, just we appreciate all the support that we've received from the community, from other unions, all the messages that we've got. This is hard for us. It's hard for everyone. It's going to get uncomfortable, but you know, we are fighting for every single worker's democratic rights to collective bargaining across Ontario and across this entire country, quite frankly.
And Joanne, final thoughts?
We just need to keep holding the line. We need to have the government recognize their mistake and that they underestimated the power of Laura Walton's leadership and the people to mobilize.
Joining the conversation this morning about the political protest, Liz James. She is the president of QP 1479 with the Algonquin Lakeshore Catholic School Board. And Joanne White. She is the president of QP 1022 with Hastings Prince Edward Public School Board. Thank you, ladies. And you'll have nice weather today for day two of the political protest.
Thank you. If you have anything
to
do,
nice.
Yeah, we hope it stays nice. Call the favorites for the weatherman.
All right.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much.